All right, I'm going to start today's episode with a hot take, and some of you might disagree with me on this, but I think a lot of what people believe about eight signs your house might be spiritually active. This either incomplete or just flat out wrong, and I'm going to explain why. It's Lina Moonstove, and today we're tackling eight signs your house might be spiritually active. This is going to be a good one because I've got some strong opinions here, up by actual research, not just bites. So let's address the elephant in the room. Have you ever felt a chill in the air during a ritual or noticed a flicker of light when you least expected it? Now, conventional wisdom would tell you that's all there is to it. But let's pull back the veil on this one. Tonight, we'll explore some signs that might indicate your home is spiritually active, and I'll share how to recognize these phenomena, and that changes the whole picture, doesn't it? I've seen so many people get this wrong, and I think it's because they stop at the surface level. After 10 years of practice, I can tell you that it's not just your imagination. Many of us experience these strange occurrences. But when you actually look deeper, start by paying attention to the little things around you, and that's the part nobody talks about. Now, I'm not saying everything you've heard is wrong. Let's dive into the signs that could mean something deeper is at work in your space. There's truth in that, but the nuance matters. Key takeaways: track unusual occurrences in dedicated journal. Noting time, location, and feelings can reveal patterns that clarify any spiritual activity, and ignoring that nuance. How people end up making bad decisions. So what do I want you to do with all this? Three things. One, question what you think you know about eight signs your house might be spiritually active. Two, look at the actual evidence, not just popular opinion. And three, head over to witchcraftforbeginners.com and read the full breakdown, because there's way more detail there than I could fit into one episode. Until the next moon rises, bless be.